Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, it's 2:30 p.m. Standard Eastern Time up here in Maine. I'm a Boston girl, born and bred, and I actually moved up to Maine, as you know, working on many films. I just realized that last week, you know, be careful what you wish for because it might come true. I feel lucky and blessed that I'm actually doing everything I've always wanted to do in life. I just realized you shouldn't just do them all at once. Because I just feel very lucky and blessed to come on board in so many different films. It's just that I'm only one person. I can only do so much at one time. And right now I have my little furball Jackie Chan kitty. Yes, I have a cat named Jackie Chan. I shall ask him someday, so Jackie, what you think? I named my little furball kitty after you. Well, she is Pot Ninja anyway, and she's just loving it. I have nice clean sheets on the bed, and she's all in like a little speed bump in the sheets here. I just gotta love her, and she's not coming out. I mean, seriously, she's supposed to be helping me be the co-host of my show, and she's all wrapped up in the blankets. Well, can you blame her? Up here, it's like the North Pole. I swear I think there's polar bears or penguins walking around. But no, I mean, seriously, one time there was a moose in my backyard. I missed all the commotion because I was actually filming with my big brother on something else, and I wasn't here. I missed all the commotion. They actually had to call the cops and some other people to actually direct the moose away from the traffic and back into the river, because I actually live near a river. And actually, it's actually not too bad up here, but it's the code. I don't think anybody can ever really get used to the code. Maybe some people actually like it. Don't ask me why. I went from Boston to Maine, and the weather's probably even twice as colder up here. So it's almost probably like living up in the North Pole. So hopefully maybe someday I might see a polar bear. I doubt it, but, you know. Anyway, I hope everybody's enjoying their Sunday afternoon. So I'm actually, I opened up the chat room so people can listen. If anybody wants to call in, hey, I'm just doing a half-hour show. These are the telephone numbers. Remember, if you dare to call in onto my show, do not talk about sexual orientation, politics, and really religion, because my show is about love, life, inspiration, dreams. And mostly, you know, my dream is to work with Jackie Chan. So I might have some talks about Jackie Chan. But if you call in, remember, if you're disrespectful, I will disconnect you faster than you can think. If you call in, just please, if I ever have any guests on my show, just be respectful towards them. The two call-in numbers, 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. The other number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. And I know people are probably like, well, who does Shelly Nunchuk think she is, because she disconnect people that are going to call in? Well, I am not having it on my show. This is my show. I run it. I'm the boss, and I'm not having anybody ever disrespecting any of my guests or myself on the show. I'm just not having it. If you want to call in, call and say hi. Hey, if you're shy, you know, go into the chat room. I'll talk with you on the chat room, because remember that, you know, on my show, it can be heard anywhere around the world because it's on the internet. And I've seen on the archives with the show, people have been listening to it afterwards. So I think I'm kind of entertaining, no matter if I'm talking about Jackie Chan, a cat, or whatever I'm doing. People seem to like to listen to the show. And as far as I know, I mean, I've known people that actually from New Zealand have actually called in, people from England. So it's actually been going anywhere around the world. Like I said, anybody can tune in. If you have the internet, anywhere in any country, any city, any town, you know, any place, you know, any village can actually listen to my show. And I feel very lucky and honored that people are tuning in. Why are they tuning? I don't know. They're just, maybe I'm just entertaining. Hey, when you're sitting here by yourself and you don't have a guest and you go blah, 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 and people listen to it, it's got to be somewhat interesting. I don't know. Maybe it's my Boston accent. It's not a put-on. It's an authentic Boston accent. And speaking of Boston, I like to give a great shout-out to a guy back there, iRock Beats, who actually, he's been working very much a lot back in Boston. You can actually go to his Facebook page. I'm going to actually pull it up so I can spell it correctly. Back in Boston, iRock Beats, if you want to check him out, it's IROCS Beats, and he has a Facebook page. He actually is actually working seriously on some beats for Snoop Doggy Dogg, or call him Snoop. I don't know. I'm kind of out of it nowadays. Snoop Doggy Dogg or Snoop, whatever he calls himself. I mean, no disrespect, but I can't keep up with all these nicknames and changing, so you know, respect the Snoop out there, if that's what he wants to be called. Honestly, I don't know. I'm not disrespecting you, Snoop. I just don't know what to really go by. I think iRock actually put on his page. Let me see what iRock was calling Snoop. Let's see. I think he... Okay, let's see. Hold on for a second. Okay, Snoop Dogg. It says, I'm working on a beat for Snoop Dogg today and Team iRock. He must have that on his Twitter page, too. But I guess Snoop Dogg, that's what he goes by. So iRock Beats, you can check out his Facebook page, friend him, and you'll see everything that he's been working on. And, you know, I've talked with him a couple of times. Hopefully I'll be working with him. He's got I just saw a picture of his daughter, and I might actually be doing a fan page for him, because he's like, you know, he's hustling and doing his lot of stuff. Let's see, what else he got on his page? But you can actually check it out. You know, like I said, go to his page, Facebook page, IROCS Beats. And you can check it out. Once again, give it a shout-out to him. So, you know, congratulations. He's actually working on some beats for Snoop Dogg. So, you know, best wishes back there in Boston, and hopefully I'll be able to actually get to work with him on some things, and, you know, I just wanted to say hi and give him a shout-out. Anyway, I'm only doing a half-hour show because I've been running around. I was, you know, unclogging my sink and, you know, trying to do it a natural way because, I've got a little kitty cat, and I don't want her to, you know, get sick and stuff. So I'm actually asking for some natural ways to actually unclog the drain because I opened it up and tried to take everything out. There was nothing actually in the drain. I was plunging it with a plunger. I know, isn't this just a great topic to talk about bathroom things on my show? But, you know, seriously, I kind of, you know, talk about certain things. I mean, it just pops up. Things pop in my head. I just talk about it on the show. And so I finally got the drain to go down and, you know, doing my own laundry. And, you know, one thing that I do take to heart, one thing Jackie Chan said one time is make sure you do your own underwear. Yes, he did say that. And it's actually a discipline thing because there's actually a thing. If you look up Jackie Chan on YouTube, you will actually see him on the Ellen Show when he talks about it. He goes, he takes two pair of underwear. Now, Jackie Chan is as rich as can be, but when he's out there actually doing things, he goes, I take two pairs of underwear and actually washes them in the shower and then hangs up. And Ellen was, like, looking at him, and she actually gave him a whole bunch of underwear right there on the show. But it's actually a discipline thing, that washing your own underwear. But if you really think of it, besides discipline, would you really want someone to wash your underwear? Would you really want someone stranger to wash your underwear? Seriously, I'm sorry, but, you know, even if the time came and I was making lots of money, no one's touching Shelly Nunchuk's underwear. I don't care. There's just a bunch of weirdos out there, and it's just no. I will do my own laundry. I'm sorry. No one's ever going to do my laundry. If I was doing dry cleaning things, that's one thing. But as far as underwear or lingerie, anything, the only hands that touch is my, you know, washing my underwear is me, myself, and I. You know, it's just something. I just don't want anybody to touch my underwear. But anyway, I'm just going to change the topic here. I'm such a spaz sometimes. So anyway, you know, to get more into about self-care, working on so many things, it's a lot of work to work in the entertainment business. I just got to, you know, I mean, any job is a lot of work, but just realizing if, you know, just pass it off to people out there. Because, you know, when they're commenting on the internet and such and blah, blah, blah about the entertainment business, it's really hard work. And I already work a regular job, you know, to support myself. And I'm very proud of what I'm doing because I don't have to use a man. And in the entertainment business, you know, whatever anybody does, I can't really criticize, you know, if people, whatever they do in their own work, you know, that's their thing. But for me, well, working in the entertainment business, the things I never had to do, which I'm like, this is just me, like I says, anybody else out there, I don't take my clothes off for any film role. I don't do kissing scenes. It's just something, you know, that I just never had to do. And I just would like to show, now, I'm trying to get into better shape. I mean, this week I lost 20 pounds from being, like, a little bit under the weather, and I lost my definition. My stomach got even thinner, and it's not something that I'm doing on purpose because there was this alien flu going on in work, and I caught the alien flu. So what happened is the definition of the stomach that I was working on, you know, to build up muscle tone on my stomach, I lost it this week. I lost 20 pounds. So my stomach is just thin. Now, a lot of people, a lot of girls are like, oh, my God, that's awesome, you know, and you can do a bikini shoot right away. That's not what I don't want to show off just a flat stomach. I want to show off definition where to show that it's healthy to have a little bit of muscle tone. Now, I'm not saying, okay, I want to go look like a man, but just think of my age. Now, people don't like to say their age. I don't know what it is. I am very comfortable. The one thing I've always been comfortable is with my age. I take it as it comes. And this year, the year of the water snake, 2013, in October, I will be turning 43. I'm not ashamed of my age because I'm very comfortable, and I'm very comfortable saying it. People are like, you should not say your age. I'm going, why? I'm not old. I'm not decrepit or anything like that. It's just the age that I am. So I would like this summer, and I'm going to try very hard, hoping I'm able to do it. I would like to do a bikini shoot. And I'm not saying, like, let's have a thong sticking up my, you know, the crack of my butt or something like that. But I would like to do a tasteful bathing suit type of model shoot I mean, when I was in my 20s, I did bathing suit competition and certain things, but it kind of bored me because it's just like walking a catwalk is just really boring to me. I mean, if, you know, whatever women want to do, that's their business. Just to me, I'm a spaz. I have energy. I can't sit still sometimes, especially on set. So I have to be physically doing something. So I'm thinking this summer I would like to be doing, you know, a bathing suit and showing, you know, just because of my age, 42, to show that when a woman's in her 40s or older, we are not all done. Because I think what is stuck in our minds as women get older, it's like we don't count. Because with men, you know, as they get older, they can be any shape and size. It's perfectly fine. But if a woman, you know, if they're not a certain size, we're all done and we don't matter. But guess what, America and out there in the world? You know, I think anywhere in any other country, they seem to be more comfortable with their bodies, whatever shape and size. But I think in America, we tend to put too much, you know, criticism on our own bodies. We just don't accept our bodies because how the media are in is they Photoshop things. And even on some magazines, they would tend to actually Photoshop women's arms. I'm not kidding. They cut, like, make them look thinner. And it's like, why? Maybe it's to sell things, but why not show, like myself, you know, not, you know, doing plastic surgery, not doing any stomach operations, but with hard work. I bought an elliptical, and because I was run down, like I said, that what I was working on, you know, building up the definition on my stomach and on my arms from the machine, I lost that 20 pounds. And yes, I'm thinner, even thinner from a couple weeks ago, but I lost what I had worked out on to show definition. So I'm going to have to work on it over again. But I know I can do it, so that showing, you know, women in my age range, in 40s, we can be physically fit. We are not all done. You know, just to show, to be a good role model, not, you know, trying to starve myself. And I've been eating. I've been posting pictures on Facebook. I think I took them down. I've been eating salads, like this big, huge salad with steak and eggs, tomatoes, and all these things, and I've been doing it for weeks. But this week was kind of off because, you know, I caught the alien flu from work. So losing the 20 pounds, I'm going to have to put it back on and put it on the healthy way. And, of course, I'm very lucky to have someone, my big brother. Hi, big me! It's just like, you know, I feel honored to have someone that I can look up to that actually helps me. And, you know, I just talk about the man, myth, the legend, and stuff. Horace, the core, the Lisa. It's amazing that I, with my accent, I can actually pretty much say his name because people get confused on how to say his name. And I just love him. I love my big brother. And I feel so honored to be able to, like, just talk about him because he's such a big inspiration to me. And in the beginning, I played the song Battle Song, which actually is a part of our film, Valkyr. You know, I'm playing a superhero, you know, which I'm very excited because I think I've mentioned on the show before, I wanted to play Wonder Woman. And not kidding. I actually, in my 20s, I actually went and tried to audition a bit before I had all these tattoos on my body. As people, I'm tattoos and piercings and stuff. But, you know, something that I had tried to go off for Wonder Woman because Wonder Woman, she's an Amazon, you know, and in my 20s, I submitted pictures because it's like something that, you know, I've always wanted to play. Hence, they've never, the Wonder Woman picture films or TV shows never had taken off. It always seemed to bomb. But, you know, I've always wanted to play Wonder Woman ever since I was little. So in the film Valkyr, I'm actually playing a type of Wonder Woman, which I'm feel so lucky. And we were taking horseback riding lessons in the summer. And the thing that quite amazed me about a week ago, I actually picked up a bow and arrow. A long time ago, I was actually on an archery league. They handed me the longbow. We were practicing. Without anybody telling me anything, I picked up that longbow, and I shot, and I could still hit a target. There's actually a picture on my Facebook, and, you know, after this, I will post it again, and I'm like, I even looked at the picture of myself shooting the bow, and you can tell I have that natural ability. Now, whether, I'm pretty sure that might be my weapon of choice is archery, not nunchucks, but I really have a natural ability because there's hunters in my family. That's in my blood. I don't go out hunting animals. I mean, but, you know, it's something I have a natural ability. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll be able to see today from a couple weeks ago, look at my form of me pulling that bow and pulling the arrow back. Now, there's no sights on that bow. It's something that I have a natural ability. So I will repost that picture, and you're welcome to see me, and it's just a long bow. It has no sights, no nothing on it, and you can tell the way I'm actually holding the bow that it's a natural thing for me. So I don't know what a horror actually has for me doing the film. I never know. I'm quite surprised every single time we film. Like I said, we filmed in the snow up to like our knees, and it's very cold. But I think they're actually working on more costumes so we can actually be a little bit warmer. I'm praying to God. But it's starting to actually get a little bit warmer. So, you know, I'm going to try to work out even harder. But, you know, I'm trying to schedule everything, and I'm working on this film called Bullied Movie. You can check it out. Being an advocate to talk of what had happened to me as a child with the bullies and stuff, to be able to talk to, you know, be an example for children of stuff that I've gone through, and to just think about how my life used to be to what it's now, to work in films where I'm doing a little bit of martial arts and my own stunts. I mean, I'm not doing anything like Jackie does, you know. It's just like I have comedic timing. I used to get paid for doing shows like comedy and stuff. So it's like something you had to be on your feet, because when you're doing live shows and you're doing dinner theater, you have to be on your feet because people are sometimes drunk at the shows, and you have to know how to react. And I used to get paid for doing the shows, and, you know, I didn't go to school for acting. It's just a natural ability that I have. And I used to love doing the shows. It was something that I liked traveling and had that natural ability. That's why I know to be able to work with Jackie Chan, you got to be kind of have comedic timing. I have plenty of, references if I had to, you know, talk to Jackie and say, yes, I have references. I have people that I've actually worked with companies for many years of doing dinner theater shows and actually getting paid for it. So it's something, you know, I'm very honored to have been able to be part of those companies. So it's something that, you know, it's stuff that I can bring to films. And, you know, it's not really about becoming famous and such. It's being able to do what what I've always wanted to do in my life and getting paid for it. Now, even if it was a regular job, I mean, come on, we all have jobs. Some of us, we have jobs that we don't like, and we're getting paid money. Yay, why not having work with a company, a film company, doing films? Even if you were getting paid as a regular paycheck, doing films all the time, something I love doing. Hey, doing that for the rest of my life? I mean, do you blame me? It's something I've always wanted to do. So, okay, what else did I want to talk about today? Because I got 8 minutes left, and I want to play Battle Song once again before I leave the show. And once again, shout out to iRockBeats back in Boston. You know, congratulations with you working on beats for Snoop Dogg. So happy for you. Hope we can work on some things together. So best wishes to you out there, iRockBeats back in Boston. So I gotta support the boys back in Boston, every single one of them. You know, you guys got my support. You know, I got your back out there. So, you know, anytime you want to be a guest on my show, just contact me, get a hold of me. I may not be able to get a hold of you, you know, get back to you right away because I am busy, but I will get back to you. Anybody that wants to be a guest on my show, just get a hold of me. Look on my Facebook page. Send me a message. I'll have, like, one of my admins get back to you or something like that. So, anyway, I got a few minutes left, and I'm going to close out the show with the song Battle Song. It's by the man, the myth himself, Horace Zakor Deliza, and his beautifully talented, lovely wife, Sonari. You know, they work wonderful as a couple, and I just feel very honored to be a part of Unicovia Pictures. It's just something where everybody gets to do their own types of fights and stunts. And there's no stunt doubles. And it's something where I feel very honored because Uhura himself, you know, he's an accomplished musician. And that's just a great part, you know, that Uhura is a great accomplished musician for him to do the music. And you can look up on him on YouTube and everything that doesn't. I just had that, you know, lucky to know him. And I have to be honest, it's not just the dream of thinking of working with Jackie Chan, but because I've looked up to Jackie for so long, because of my past, all the people that I've met in the past 10 years, if you really think about it, it's because of Jackie Chan, of wanting to work with him. And people ask me, don't you see the big picture? I'm starting to slowly get what all this stuff means of what I'm doing. It isn't the fact of having a dream woke Jackie, but all the things that I'm doing. And I am very thankful, and I'm talking live on the air, and everybody in the world out there, I have to say thank you. Everyone that's believed in me, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very, very much. It just means so much for all the support, people that believe in me. It means so much. I mean, 3 years ago, I never thought I would be doing any of this. So I just want to say thank you very much, and I'm going to end the show. Like I said, I was only doing a half-hour show. I'm just trying to do so many things today. I might need a little bit of a break and, you know, just trying to get caught up in things. And I want to say, you know, I want to say thank you. And from Jackie Chan, the way he said it, I actually learned how to say thank you from Russia, from that little girl. It's Shushe. So I'm closing this show with a battle song today. It's from our film, Valkyr. And like any epic film, any battle film, you know music sets the mood. So I am closing the show with our song, Battle Song. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your afternoon, all right? Bye-bye.